All right, to the polls at Happer Show on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. Did we ask any in the crossover yesterday? No, it doesn't look like it. So to today, did you take a limo to your prom? I did not.
I did.
I drove a car. Oh, that's cool. Very classically cool, Josh.
Yeah, that's me.
83% say no.
Wow. Most voter on poll question of the day, by the way.
Interesting. Could you make Sling Blade today?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Probably not. 59% say no.
A little closer than I thought.
Do all bears eat? Period. Question mark, I guess. Yes.
Yes, of course.
I think we were just trying to get to 100%. 96% say yes, which means 4% say no.
Now that's the troll margin of error.
Yeah, for that question anyway. Will your world open up if you eat some cheese and seafood?
It could, yeah. Absolutely.
59% say no. Hmm. And finally, should 1620 The Zone hire Charles Barkley to do Big Red overreaction?
I don't care how much it would cost. It'd be worth it.
83% say yes. Amazingly, 17% do not want that.
He's going to talk Auburn football.
Yeah, I guess they hold Big Red overreaction in a very high regard.
Don't do that.
Talk about the Huskers. All right, Josh, what are we watching tonight?
We are watching the two NBA playoff games. Today's the weird night. Remember that. Bucks Pacers at 5:30 on TNT. Indiana leads that series 3-2. And then Knicks Sixers at the very, very late hour of 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. Could you imagine starting a game at 9 o'clock? Oh, my goodness. The East Coast media bias is threatening to not watch the game tonight.
Josh, we complain about 9 o'clock tips around here.
You and John Bishop do. I don't. It's the latest reasonable time to start a game.
I didn't like tipping off after 9 o'clock local in Pittsburgh for the Oregon game. That was not fun for me. Nobody wanted that. So I understand their complaints. I get it.
Knicks lead the series 3-2. They're on the road in Philly tonight. Scott Foster, your crew chief, if that matters to you.
It kind of does.
Yeah, feels notable. Bruins and Maple Leafs in Toronto, 7 o'clock on TBS. Boston leads that series 3-2. 6-game slate in Major League Baseball today. Rockies and the Marlins going on right now on ESPN.com. 4-4 in the bottom of the ninth. Marlins can win it. Yankees Orioles going on right now on MLB Network. 4-1 O's in the bottom of the fifth. Giants Red Sox going on right now. That's your MLB TV free game of the day. They're knotted at 1 in the fifth inning. Rangers hosting the Nationals here in a few minutes on MLB Network. And then the only night game tonight, Guardians Astros at 7 o'clock on MLB Network. Netflix has a new limited series. All 6 episodes premiere tonight of A Man in Full. It is an Atlanta real estate mogul, played by Jeff Daniels, fights to protect his crumbling empire.
Played by Jeff Daniels?
Yeah. Co-stars Diane Lane.
Okay.
So there's some heavy hitters in this.
Okay.
6 o'clock on Food Network, Selena Plus Restaurant. It is a series premiere. Spinoff.
She already had a cooking show.
She had a show where a chef would come to her house and they'd cook a meal together and she'd like, oh my gosh, I'm so clumsy. I don't know how to cook.
Now she goes to restaurants.
Now she's going to celebrity restaurants. She will join Wolfgang Puck tonight at his Cut Steakhouse where her culinary skills get put to the test. And finally, Connor, I know you got
okay, that's worse than the chefs go
right,
to her house.
Right, it is. It is. 9 o'clock tonight on FX, the season 3 premiere of Welcome to Wrexham.
Holy God, really?
Yes. 2 episodes tonight. Wrexham AFC plays a series of summer friendlies in America. A shocking departure shakes up the team.
Wow, wow, wow. This is great news.
Yeah, yeah. I know you got a busy night, but when you come home... Welcome to Wrexham.
I have
there.
Been waiting for this for quite some time. I didn't know it was tonight.
Yeah, tonight's the night.
Very good.
Remember, it's
so,
May.
So this is... The first episode will be depicting things that happened in September, I guess, of last year.
Yes, I believe so.
And then it will finish with what happened a few weeks ago.
Spoiler alert, the promotion.
Yes, they were promoted again
just a few weeks ago.
For the second year in a row.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes, that's great television.
Mm-hmm.
When's the Bear come back?
June.
That's what it has been the first 2 years.
June 2024. That's all we know.
Okay. That's good enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. That's next month. Thank you, Connor.
Yeah, it's May. It's May. Hello. That is what we're watching tonight, and that's the show. If you missed anything, 1620thezone.com is where you can find it. It's time for the crossover. It's next.